RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell.
It's Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's new DVD Blu-ray release day. That means you can go to your local store to purchase newly released films or rent them through Redbox or Netflix. No, you cannot stream them through Netflix yet. You have to get them the old-fashioned way through the mail. This week is a very busy one, with 5 films that were in wide release now available. I did not actually recommend any one of them upon their theatrical release, but I'm a bit more lenient when it comes to renting, and will say 3 of the following 5 movies are worth checking out. 2 are for the action fans, and 1 for the romantic comedy aficionados. First off, there's The Monuments Men, directed by and starring George Clooney, along with an all-star cast including Matt Damon, Bill Murray, and John Goodman. The Monuments Men were an ad hoc collection of scholars and art historians, chasing art stolen by Nazis across Europe in the immediate weeks and months after D-Day. I did not immediately recommend The Monuments Men, because there is hardly any character development, and it comes off as a jumbled mess with multiple side plots and lack of a coherent whole. However, now that it is on video, feel safe to check out a new World War II movie from today's leading male stars, channeling their Dirty Dozen and Great Escape forefathers. Next is 3 Days to Kill, starring Kevin Costner as a recently retired CIA agent, trying to reconnect with his estranged wife and daughter in Paris. Conveniently, Mom takes off for a few days, leaving Costner as Mr. Mom, picking his daughter up from school, cooking dinner, and carefully negotiating conversations about boys. Inevitably, the CIA comes calling again, tasking Costner to track down a terrorist only he has ever laid eyes on before. Oh, Costner is also dying from a brain tumor, and his new CIA handler will give him the antidote if he comes back to work for them. Yes, the plot is ridiculous, but there is enough going on here to say that if you enjoy a good action film, check out 3 Days to Kill. If romantic comedy is more your speed, try About Last Night, the remake of the 1986 movie starring Rob Lowe and Demi Moore. Now, Kevin Hart is the leading man, and the movie is very funny at parts, but also very raunchy. Make sure you watch About Last Night after the kids have gone to bed. 2 separate couples go through breakups and makeups, none of which is terribly interesting, but certain scenes are so shocking and hysterically funny that About Last Night is worth the time. Now for the 2 movies I implore you to stay away from, even if their covers make you want to see them. First is Pompeii. Just as Titanic took a well-known real-life tragedy and used its facts loosely to create a love story, Pompeii does the same thing, but a million times worse. A slave-slash-gladiator falls in love with the daughter of Pompeii's mayor, all the while dodging spears and swords in the arena, a wrathful Kiefer Sutherland, and the rumblings and eruption of the famous volcano. Will the 2 lovers make it out in time? Trust me, nobody cares. And now for the worst film of the week, Vampire Academy. In case you have not had your fill of teenage vampires from the Twilight series, another movie comes along based on a series of young adult novels about teenage vampires at a preppy boarding school. There is a lot of He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not, some Man Behind the Mask Scooby-Doo mystery, and some underwhelming vampire-on-vampire action scenes. The Vampire Academy students are a livelier bunch than the drugged-up Twilight zombies, but they are stuffed full of teenage snark and romantic absurdity. Showing its ambitions to become a franchise, the film sets itself up for a sequel, but it earned hardly any money at the box office, and hopefully will earn even less on video. Do the world a favor and stay away from Vampire Academy. To sum up, check out The Monuments Men and 3 Days to Kill if you like action, or check out About Last Night if you want to laugh out loud with your significant other. Stay away from Pompeii and Vampire Academy if you do not want to waste precious hours of your life. As always, do yourself a favor and aim for these worthwhile films. Life is too short to waste it on the bad ones. I will suffer through those for you. Enjoy the movies.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.